Don and Benny Martin, if Benny's there. Benny? Here he comes. That's a pretty place, isn't it? And pretty day. We're thankful for our weather, you know.
We sure are.
We're real thankful because the hurricane, we've kept it off, it stayed away. I've prayed it off, man, and it stayed away for us. I hear, fellas, that y'all might have an announcement you'd like to make.
Don, you tell them, baby.
Yes, Carlton, we do have an announcement to make. First, I'd like to say the first Bluegrass Festival that we've had the pleasure of working here has been, in my estimation, a great success. And I think it's the turning point in my life, maybe, and maybe another young gentleman that I had the privilege of working along beside of when we worked with Bill Monroe back in 48 and 49. As of September the 18th, a unit by the name of Don Reno, Benny Martin, and the Cut-Ups will be the new partnership.
So happy to be associated with you, buddy.
Happy to be associated with you, Benny.
This is something really that Don and I have talked about, and I've dreamed about it. Last night I didn't hardly sleep because we was thinking about it. But back when we were Bill Monroe, we used to sit in the room and think about having our own band and show. He didn't know that though, did he?
No, and we had a heck of a time keeping it from him too.
I left Bill Monroe and Don left, and we organized this little band over in Greenville, South Carolina,
in
Spartanburg.
Fact, me and you organized the Tennessee Cut-Ups.
We really did back over there in about 1949.
So it's back to the original.
maybe we can kind of fulfill this long dream that we've had. And we really appreciate if you folks will accept us. And if you hear of us being in your neighborhood, why, we don't need the money so bad, but the finance company is after me. Thank you.
And speaking for Benny and the rest of the Cut-Ups, we'll push bluegrass music just as far as we possibly can up the ladder of success. Thank you, and may God bless all of you.
Yeah, I was one of the first drivers.